what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning. It is the Tim Fleming Morning Show at AM 1300 KGLO. And as mentioned, we were going to catch up with the new women's basketball coach at North Iowa Area Community College, and that is Brad Vaught. He's on our live line this morning. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, welcome to NIAC and Mason City and to all of North Iowa. And yeah, it's probably been kind of a whirlwind for you jumping on board and accepting the position late last week. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brad, for those people that have not been able to follow you. Give us a little background. Where you been and what you've been doing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I currently live in Rochester, Minnesota, where I've been working for the Rochester Public Schools as a mental health practitioner and working with students and I've been coaching here in southern Minnesota for quite a while and and working camps and different things like that and was a coach at Rochester Community Technical College for a while and so married, have a great family and my wife's really supportive of me coaching and really excited for this opportunity at NIAC. It's a great school and it's been less than a week, but I'm having a great time.
Yeah. Tell us what piqued your interest most about going after this women's basketball head coaching position.
You know, I think it's the reputation that NIAC has. They're committed to athletics. If you look at, the history of the school, how they're always putting good teams, competitive teams, on the court, on the field. You know, that's really a tribute to the leadership. You know, I had a chance to meet the president, Dr. Scholes. What a great guy. And he really gets it, and he wants the teams to be successful. Dan Mason, our athletic director, very similar. I mean, he won a national championship in basketball himself. I mean, he gets it. And I just think it was a strong commitment to athletics. There's a really good chance when you coach there, you have a great chance to be successful. And then just it's such a good school as far as there's so many opportunities for kids to be successful, academic support, and Mason City's a great area. So just all those things together just kind of checked all the boxes of a place that I wanted to be and I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, Brandon, when we step into this program, one of the things that stands out probably is a year ago they were ranked number one in the nation, and I know they've lost a number of the kids off of that team from a year ago for various reasons and so forth. But now here you come back. Talk about where you're at and how you get started with the program at North Iowa Area Community College.
Yeah, I've been recruiting day and night, to be honest with you, Tim. I've been recruiting like crazy. We're still trying to put looking for players. Still have some openings for next year, but man, let me tell you, we have two returners, and I've been able to talk with them and build a relationship with them, and you just really couldn't ask for two better gals to come back and to be our leaders. Abby Leach out of Forest Lake and Allie Negan from Mountain Iron. Both are great players and great people. So they've really helped me with the transition and helped me to feel welcome and I'm excited to coach them and the newcomers that we have this year.
Yeah, I would concur. A couple of great players. Obviously I had a chance to see them a year ago, and it's always great to have that kind of nucleus to get a group started when you're coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of new, like you mentioned, we're going to have a lot of new faces on the floor. So to have two girls like that know the school, that are leaders, and that's really going to help really going to help a great deal. And you know, we're looking, you know, we're against the wall here. You know, we're trying to get some, still fill a few roster spots. But at the same time, we always want to recruit and bring in the right kids to campus. And kids that, you know, kids that are going to make the school proud. And that's kind of what we're doing right now. So.
And as you recruit, summertime late recruiting in many years is really, really difficult. In a coronavirus pandemic year, it's got to make it a little bit more challenging, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. It's really hard. And you just can't, you just have to tell yourself, you can't take it personally when a kid, you know, I reached out to a great player just last night who was uncommitted and would have a big impact for us. And they were honest and said, hey, I don't want to go so far away from home. You know, they were from a ways away. And I kind of get it. And you just have to understand it and move on. And then just kind of have faith in the process that the right kids are going to be there. And that's what I've been telling myself. You know, I'm working hard to put, you know, a fun team on the floor. And I just have faith that the right kids are going to be there. But here's the other thing, Tim, that I've learned that I maybe didn't totally realize. And that is, there's so many people out there that want to be a part of NIAC. And I guess I'm learning more every day what a great place it is. I'm getting coaches and kids that are reaching out to me and saying, hey, I hear you have spots. I've got high school coaches I've never met who are saying, hey, you know, is there a chance that this kid could play at NIAC? And so it's just such a great place. I've had staff members that, I didn't even know they had my phone number, but I've been getting text messages and communications from staff members. Welcome to NIAC. It's so great to have you here. Welcome. So I just maybe there's something in the water down there in Mason City, Tim, that makes everybody so friendly. But that's how it's been. And there's a lot of people that want to be a part of NIAC. And so it's not as tough as you might think to find players. So.
Well, and then, I mean, the whole season this year is going to be pushed back just a little bit.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, that gives us a little bit more time on the recruiting end, too. You know, the NJCAA has said that, you know, if a player does come second semester, that they'll be eligible to play. And, you know how it is. Most years, you know, you've got to be there both semesters to play basketball. The season crosses over into both semesters. But this year is just, you know, like you said, so that rare situation. So we'll, you know, maybe we'll be able to pick up a player or two at semester as well. But for right now, I'm just planning on, you know, first semester, you know, rolling in with a good squad of kids that are going to get after it and work hard and be the best team that we can be.
Yeah, Brad. Oftentimes, I'll ask a coach, "What style are you?" And I don't know if there's ever a real straight answer to that, but how would you describe what the fans might see when they go watch a Brad Vaught coach team?
Sure, and that's a good question. Well, just having a job for such a short period of time so far, and not being sure what the roster looks like. I always believe that a good coach has to pick your system based on the talent that you have. That's what I believe. And it's not a lot of programs where they can recruit into a certain system, you know? And so what I'm going to do is when the roster is done, I'm going to look at what we have. But I'll tell you this about us. I mean, I like to play up tempo. I like to play a lot of kids. I like to score a lot of points. But, you know, we want to see what that looks like. I always want to push the ball off the court. But, you know, there's times where on offense, you know, you got to move the ball, you got to reverse the ball, you got to make the defense break with good long possessions to get a good shot, and we're going to be able to do that. But I'll tell you this: we always, Tim, want to be the toughest team on the floor. That's what I want my teams to be. You know, we want to be the toughest team. If there's a, you know, a 50-50 loose ball on the floor, you know, I want the people who are watching, I want them to see that, you know, we're the first ones diving for that ball. We're taking charges. We're clearly the toughest team. I think that's what they're going to see. And we're going to be a fun team to watch.
That's always a good thing to end on right there. We're going to be a fun team to watch. I like that idea. Brad, it's great talking to you this morning.
Hey, thanks again, Jim, for the opportunity to be on, and I'm just having a great time and thankful to be a part of the NIAC family.
Oh, great to have you in town. We're looking forward to it. I know I am, and if you're a coffee drinker, Dan Mason and I will lead you to the coffee pot. We know exactly where that's at.
There we go. That sounds great. Dan's got a wealth of knowledge, man. I haven't been able to ask him a question he hasn't had an answer for yet. He's really something else and a good guy. And so that sounds good. I'll take you up on that, Tim, for sure.
For sure. Hey, good to talk to you, Brent. Have a terrific day, and give a holler anytime, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
You bet. Take care. It's Brad Vaught with us, the new women's basketball coach at North Iowa Area Community College. Happy to join us this morning. That's great. Great to have him on board with us at AM 1300 KGLO Mason City and online at KGLOAM.com.